Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The United States of America has a long list of very famous people. To name a few, you would never forget George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt. Go to Europe. They might remind us of George Marshall and the Marshall Plan that fed Europe after World War II. But if you go to a developing country, a poor country, they probably would add Norman Borlaug to that list. Norman Borlaug, age 95, died last Saturday. More than any single person of his age, he has helped provide bread for a hungry world. Now that's what the Nobel Peace Prize Committee said in honoring him in 1970. He was working in Mexico in the 40s with the Rockefeller Foundation, crossed Mexican wheat with dwarf Japanese wheat, and the new strain with fertilizer produced 10 times as much grain. In India, in the 60s, he developed a high-yielding rice. The Green Revolution was growing. His effort was helping poor people all over the world, and without the Green Revolution, we would not have been able to feed today's world population. It's no accident we have an abundance of food in the world today. It may not be evenly distributed, but we can produce it. Norm Borlaug believed in using all available scientific technology to maximize production. He said it straight out that environmentalists are hampering food production by attacking the use of fertilizer, chemicals, and biotechnology. He said it just 4 years ago as he spoke at the United States State Department program honoring him. And I was there with him and so proud of his courage to be politically incorrect because he was right. In a speech in 1993 in New Orleans, he said, "We're not going back to the environmentalist vision of low-yielding sustainable agriculture." He said, "An adequate supply of food is the first component of social justice." Norman Borlaug, the son of a Norwegian immigrant born in his grandfather's farmhouse in Iowa. How many lives has he saved? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.